What's happening in the film world, Brendan?
David, I went this morning, funnily enough, to go see Tom Cruise's new film, American Made. And I must say, this is probably the best film he's made in a long time.
Well, it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek film, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, but it's based in reality. So
yeah. Well, it's a true story.
It is a true story. Yeah. I'm sure they probably,
yes, yeah. I'm sure they have.
Smooth some edges out there. But it is. It's a biographical film about this pilot who becomes a CIA agent, basically. There's a lot more going on in the story than that. But this is the new one from Doug Liman or Lehman. I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce it. But I've been a huge fan of his since 1999 when he did a wonderful film called Go with Katie Holmes and Scott Wolfe.
Katie Holmes. Those,
yeah, when she could actually act still. So he's a great director, and he also did Edge of Tomorrow fairly recently with Tom Cruise as well, and he did The Bourne Identity, the first one, before Paul Greengrass took over the series. So I find him a really good action director. He's a really good character, an actor's director. He really gets good performances out of his performers, and this one is no exception, because I think Tom Cruise really gets into this role. You can tell he's having fun with it.
Oh, good.
Which he gets a little bit too serious and too sort of caught up in looking like a hero, or looking like the Tom Cruise kind of archetype action hero kind of thing, which is exactly what happened in The Mummy recently, which was his downfall, unfortunately, and the film's downfall.
Yep.
But this one is very, very strong. I'm not going to give too much away, but there's a lot of sort of action going along in it. There's Pablo Escobar in there, thrown in for good measure. Ronald Reagan, there's a lot of file footage of him, because there are these real events that this human being, this one person, gets caught up in.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. It's about two hours in length, but there weren't really any soggy patches, which I've been noticing, unfortunately, with a lot of films recently. I just walk out of them saying, could have cut 10 minutes, could have cut 20 minutes, but this one actually feels about right, just under 2 hours. So good on Doug Liman for directing the heck out of this one. I think it's...
And has it done well overseas?
It hasn't really gone out yet. I don't think it actually has been released in the US yet.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. Right. But I think it will do quite well.
Yeah, it's getting okay reviews here in Australia, isn't it?
More than okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... yeah, I'm a bit hit and miss. I'm not sure about you guys with Tom Cruise.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
I haven't been a fan of his last few movies.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm just not into the action films.
Well, I'm not. To be honest, I'm with you, Dave. I'm not a huge action film fan, but I'm prepared to give it a go. I mean, it sounds if it's not like some of his other movies that were more recent ones, then I'm happy to give it a go. So,
because I thought he was excellent in Rain Man, and I thought he'd turned the corner there, and then he went straight back. He did a U-turn and went back to the stuff he was doing.
Yeah, I think that's his problem. He always tries to make sure he's still that kind of, as I said, that sort of archetypal Hollywood action hero. I think he's always too scared to completely go away from that. But mind you, he has done, the odd Paul Thomas Anderson film, Magnolia. He was wonderful in that.
Yep.
He does mix it up.
But he preferred to do.
I think he would prefer to do.
Yeah, and he likes to do his own stunts, which he's just hurt himself.
Ooh, yeah. Have you seen the footage of that?
Yeah.
That
doesn't look good.
Painful.
Yeah. All right. How many stars?
This one's a strong four.
Four
out of five.
Okay.
For American Made, in cinemas now.
Right.
Go check it out. It's got a pretty decent release in Australia. Now, a film that I've been wanting to get onto for the last two or three weeks, but I thought I'd mention it. Annabelle Creation. Now, this is a prequel to, follow the bouncing ball here, David, so it's a prequel to the original Annabelle, which was a spin-off of The Conjuring.
Right.
By James Wan.
Yep.
The Australian, he's much a Hollywood director, but he is originally Australian.
Yep, I've worked it out. I've got it. But I have read something about it, so I've got it. Yeah.
So this one is kind of going back in time, somewhere in the 70s, and it basically is the origin story of the Annabelle creepy possessed doll. And I quite... You never thought you'd hear that on radio, did you?
It's just so bizarre.
Creepy.
So, You're like, of course, there's a creepy doll that comes to life and whatever.
But this, I guess, is the thing is, like, you kind of want to laugh at a creepy doll. You don't sort of take that seriously, but it kind of goes back to the basics, this film, and it does make her scary, the doll, because it comes from it goes into the event where the sort of curse came from or the whatever's going on. It's a little bit muddy, the story line of, like, how it all happened.
How could it not be? How could it not be muddy?
Yeah. It's sort of, the performance is really the standout for this one. Yep. It's got Australian actors, Miranda Otto, who is lovely in real life, and Anthony LaPaglia as well. So, which is really interesting, and they play a husband and wife.
That's right,
couple.
Yeah,
and so yeah, obviously doing American accents and
they're both pretty good at it because they've been around for a long time doing it, haven't they?
They are, and they've both done more recently anyway a lot of American TV work.
Yep. So well, especially LaPaglia.
Yes. They're a really good start because it starts with them and then they're kind of peppered through. Right. They're not the main actors throughout the rest of it, but they are peppered through.
And did you get scared?
There were a couple of moments, but a couple of jump scares too many, potentially. I understand why they did it, but I thought it cheapened it just a little bit because overall it's a quality film. Like the first Annabelle was trash, and I'm not mincing words on that one. It was trash, and I had very low expectations for this one, but I had heard it was, had got good reviews. So,
well, it would have to be if they're going to put their name to it, if they're going to be in it, both those actors wouldn't do it just for the money.
That's true.
So I think they would have been a bit careful of it.
Yeah. And the young performers are very impressive as well. So it does more focus on these young girls, and they're basically living in this halfway house or kind of an orphanage situation run by Miranda Otto and Anthony DiPaglia's characters, the husband and wife. And so it's Stephanie Sigmund and Talitha Bateman. So I think they're going to be two actresses or actors to watch out for in the future. They, they're really grounded. They when you see terror in their eyes, you actually feel it. So and the film would have fallen apart without great performances, which I always mention as well.
How many stars?
This is a 4-starer as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're being very generous.
It could have been a little bit better, but I thought it was a strong, especially for a horror film, like the quality has been a bit off recently. So this is a return to form for mainstream horror.
Right.
And it's the new film from David S. Sandberg, who I really like his directorial eye. He did Lights Out last year, which I really enjoyed, even though it was kind of a bloodless, it was very much just on tone and atmosphere. And this is kind of the same. There are a few little glimpses of gore and nastiness, but mostly it's just about what you imagine in the dark. So I love that too.
Yeah,
so
love it.
Now, before I run out of time, a new release of an old film this week. It is
I even saw it first time around.
When it was back in 1991. Ooh,
back in the old days.
And at the time, it was the highest budget for a Hollywood film ever. You kind of laugh these days because it looks quite small compared to say, an Avengers film or something like that.
And,
but it was huge at the time.
And was it where he actually said, I'll be back or I'm back?
I'll be back. Yeah.
And we're talking about Arnie.
Arnie in Terminator 2 Judgment Day, or T2 as it's commonly known around the traps.
So what have they done to it?
They have remastered it.
Uh-huh.
But then also added 3D to it as well.
Oh, 3D, the glasses and everything.
T2 in 3D.
Right.
Now, this is a smaller release. You'll have to sort of hunt this down a little bit, but it is, funnily enough, the 26th anniversary of the film, so it's not quite a...
Who would have thought that long ago?
About 26.
26. What do you get? What do you get? Yeah. Is that still, is that paper or silver? I'm not sure.
No, it's 3D, Brendan.
It's 3D. It's 3D. You're right.
26th anniversary is 3D.
But, and everyone is actually, a lot of film reviewers are talking about this because at the time it was kind of an instant classic, T2, and it really has held up.
Yeah, and I think quite groundbreaking, you know, like that, the Terminator guy, you know, the one that's...
Jason Patrick's...
Yeah. How they do it, you know, when it gets shot. And
yep.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, that's where most of the budget went at the time. So it had a $102 million budget, which, yeah, as I said, is chump change compared to films these days.
Back then, we're talking
back
about...
Back then, it was huge. It was a game changer.
26 years ago.
And then that...
3D anniversary.
Yes, yes. But it really has held up.
Yep.
And I think 3D, it's not groundbreaking, but it does add... Funnily enough, another dimension to it, David.
Oh, boom, boom.
Mm. So I really love this. I love going back and seeing it. It really is a sci-fi classic. So if you can find it in cineplexes around Melbourne and around Australia, hunt it down because it's great to see it back on the big screen. And Linda Hamilton is
a
superstar in this.
How many stars?
Well, 5 stars, David.
5 stars? Oh.
It hasn't wavered in my mind from the first time I ever saw it. And this is... A little side note, because there was a director's cut or an extended cut somewhere between 1991 and now. I'm not sure exactly when it got released, but this is back to sort of the theatrical cut.
Mm-hmm.
So this is back to basics. No added extras, you know, it's paired back. Mind you, it is still a 137-minute film, so it is still a long film, but they've taken it down to its most purest form, let's just say. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.